seeking him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
Behold,
Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. And behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, like a fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against false swearers and against those who oppress the hireling and the wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right. Fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Let a man so count of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man become faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not here justified? And he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. So far the epistle lesson. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of the salutation sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb with joy. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He hath helped his servant, the servant Israel, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to the fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her for about 3 months, and then returned to her own house. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten and not made, being of the substance of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came out from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and stood on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory, to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who was saved by the prophets. And I believe in one Holy Catholic Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection and death, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We continue with hymn 70. Be received. It was a short time after the angel had appeared to Mary that she would be the mother of God's Son. And by this time, Mary had been able to think about the significance of all that she had been told. And having been a devoted and religious woman, she knew well the prophecies concerning the Messiah. Her song of praise illustrates her personal acquaintance with the Old Testament scriptures. Her reaction is a natural one. She must praise the greatness of her God. For Mary, worship and praise of God was not a mechanical exercise done merely out of habit. Her worship and praise comes from the depths of her soul and pours forth from her lips. To properly praise God requires the effort of her entire being, her heart, her mind, her strength, her very life. Mary is extremely aware of who Jesus Christ is and what he means to her. He is her Lord. He is the one who is from everlasting to everlasting. And by the word of his mouth, he brought forth everything in the universe. He is the mighty and most holy one of Israel, who could never be praised enough for his great works. And at the same time, Mary calls God Savior, a common Old Testament title that identified him as the God of deliverance. And as he had delivered his people from the bondage of Egypt, so he promised to deliver them out of the bondage of sin and eternal death. It was the faith of Mary that moved her to sing the praises of her Lord and Savior. What we have before us in Mary's song is an element of Christian faith that is so often missing. The Christian faith to many is nothing more than a gimme faith, the chief concern being what they can squeeze out of God, so to speak. For many, their prayer life as well as their worship is really only for what they will gain without thought of giving God praise and saying thank you. We need to be careful not to fall into this mindset. We need to deliver and practice the magnifying of God, just as Mary did. This begins when we shift gears from look at what I don't have to oh, how richly I am blessed by the Lord. Our Heavenly Father is doing great things in our lives every day, and if we but take the time to recognize them, and from the faithful beating of our heart to the complex world about us to a new spiritual life that he has created in us, God has blessed us every single day. And for sure, no act of God shows his greater goodness more than the miracle of the incarnation, that God actually became human and actually lived among us. The big word that it is, incarnation, summarizes the fullness of God's love toward the world. A love that made his son into the poverty of a manger crib, and some 30 years later was crucified on a wooden cross for the full payment of sins, our sins. If only a fraction of his gift gets through to us, we will never be able to praise him enough. For God has entered our world. He has come to save us. Hosanna to the living Lord. Hosanna to the incarnate Word. To Christ, Creator, Savior, King. Let earth, let heaven, Hosanna sing. Indeed, God has considered even us to receive his blessings. This was the way Mary felt when she sang, he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. It's hard to imagine Mary's bewilderment at hearing Gabriel's words, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and bear a son, and he will be great, and we will be called the Son of the Most High. And since the day of Eve, thousands of women had hoped to be the one to bear the Messiah. And now a poor Jewish girl living in the lowly village of Nazareth is declared God's choice to give a body of human flesh to his son. Her body would be a tabernacle in which he would be formed. She would cradle the Holy One in her arms, nurse him, care for him. And even though we are not intimately involved in Christ's coming as Mary was, we are nevertheless involved. The Savior has come for us. And if we stop to think about that, this is every bit amazing at God's choice of a lowly girl to be Christ's mother. In this very worship service, we have confessed our sinfulness. And perhaps we glided over that faster than we should have, because the implications make us squirm a little bit, or at least it should. St. Paul confesses to being the chief of sinners. And his words, I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is in my flesh, could very well be our words. Therefore, the unfailing love of God sends us good news. To us a Savior is born, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And as we sang in our opening hymn, chief of sinners though I be, Jesus shed his blood for me, died that I might live on high, live that I might never die. This is all the Lord's doing. He has chosen us. We did not choose him. It was his love, not our worthiness. Insignificant as we are, out of the billions who have lived or will live on this earth, God has chosen to touch us with his mercy in Christ. He speaks the good news to us in his word. He adopts us into his family, and through holy baptism, he sustains us in holy communion. He teaches us to pray as his children. That's why we call him our Father. And yes, the church is to remember Mary's song, absolutely. But of greater importance, the church must remember Mary's son, for he came to save the people from their sins, and we are now free from the damnation of sins. We rejoice in God our Savior. Amen. And extend itself into the joy of the eternal life of heaven. Amen.
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 Oh God, holy,
calleth unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us this morning. Keep us from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with the Imperial 7th, 3b7.
Oh,
done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The same manner also he took the cup, and when he supped, and when he gave thanks, he gave it up, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
True body, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who to death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take heed. This is the true body of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who to death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take heed. This is the true body of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Shed for the remission of all your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sins. Take care. wish of all your sins. Take drink. This is the true blood of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Shed for the remission of all your sins.
Bless you, keep you in a saving grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in a saving grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting, amen. Depart in the Lord's peace, amen. Thank you. Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth
forever. We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless you, Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And grant you his peace. Amen.